Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Tzadi Aleph, and we're starting right at the top with Halacha Beis and Adulterous daf on Ayin Dal Roman Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Ain Oisin Hilmi B'Shabbos. Nobody can hilmi on Shabbos. It's basically a very strong salt water mixture, tons of salt in water, and it's meant for pickling vegetables. This is also because, like the Malacha of Ma'abed, which is tanning hides, pickling vegetables is very similar to that. So no making this on Shabbos. Aval Osu Melach. He is allowed to make salt water, which is not as strong as hilmi. And he used that to dip his bread in, or he could put inside a dish, and that's no problem. However, Amar Yisrael asks, it's considered hilmi whether you put in a lot or a little bit of salt. What's the difference? It still should be considered hilmi. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yisrael, it's different. This is a type of salt water which is mutter. First, you would have to put some oil into the water, or into the salt, and then he can make this salt water mixture, and the oil dulls the strength of the salt, and only then it's permitted on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and the question is, what's the difference between Hilmi and Mei Melach? It's basically the same thing. And the answer is, Hilmi tzricha uman. Hilmi needs a uman. It needs a craftsman, an expert to make it. And therefore, it's very similar to a real malacha. That's why it's aser. Whereas Mei Melach ain't tzricha uman. Regular Mei Melach salt water can be made by anybody, doesn't need a uman, and therefore it's permitted. Rav Chana Amri, he tells us, Kol shenoisel secha melach v'hin nishres zuhi Mei Melach. Anytime he's going to put in just a little bit of salt and it's going to dissolve right into the water, that's considered Mei Melach. Whereas with she'in and nishres zuhi Hilmi. If it's not going to dissolve because there's so much salt, then that's already considered Hilmi. Amravo, he tells us, if he puts an egg into the water and it sinks to the bottom, that's just regular Mei Melach. But if it doesn't sink because there's so much salt in it, kind of like going into the Dead Sea, you don't sink because there's so much salt, Zui Hilmi, that's Hilmi, and that would be Aser. On to more mixtures, the Gemara tells us, one's allowed to make Yenoimlin on Shabbos. What is this? Rabbi Yassa says, it's wine with honey and peppercorn, which is basically some sort of spiced wine drink. Rabbi Yassa also says, it's mutter to mix all these things together, that's no problem. But aser lishchak, it's aser to crush the pilpilin, this peppercorn on Shabbos, that's already the iser of crushing or grinding. And for the clarification of this, Rabbi Yossi said, Bishem Rabbi Yechanon, eschu mishum taroives, mutter, anytime, all you have to do is mix it, that's permitted. Whereas mishum shchika, aser, if you have to crush something in order to make it on Shabbos, that's aser. Ask the Gemara of Ahacha, what about Hilmi over here? Lem mishum taroives anan kaimin, isn't it just mixing? All you have to do is mix salt with water, so why would it be aser? And the answer is Rabbi Yehuda ben Titus quotes Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, quotes Shem Barba, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shani Yehacha, this case is different. With Hilmi, she Gemar Malacha. That's already considered Gemar Malacha. As we said, it's like the Malacha Ma'abed. It's Kiyu, like part of the tanning process. He's basically making a brine in order to pickle vegetables, and so that's Aser. Now, continue to discuss this Yenoimlin. Rabbi says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mutal Shaber, one is allowed to break the peppercorn. If he didn't crush it Erev Shabbos, he can't crush it on Shabbos, but he could break them into larger pieces. However, Aser Lakabets, he can't gather them together, which means to mix them really strongly, that's going to cause them to break down into even smaller pieces. That's already usher because it's like crushing it. Another din about crushing, Ravo says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanon, Shom Sheshachai, garlic that was crushed Erev Shabbos, and they would do this because they wanted to extract the oil in order to use it as a dip for food. Im Hayim Chosr Shchika, if it's still missing more crushing on Shabbos, usher, he's not allowed to crush it anymore. But Im La'arves Shomnon, Mutter, if all he wants to do is mix this garlic, and maybe in the process he's going to be crushing it a little bit, but he's really just trying to get all the oil moved around because it was already crushed as much he needed Erev Shabbos, so it's permitted to do this on Shabbos. A similar din, Tamatanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah. This is Maseches Adios, Hashom, garlic, Vahabaiser, young unripe grapes, Vahamalilais, young unripe grain, Shariskun Vadyaim, they were chopped up and crushed Erev Shabbos, and this was in order to extract their juices from them. Shahir Bishmal, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yigmur Shetachshach, he could finish doing what he needs to already once it gets dark, meaning on Shabbos, because all the necessary crushing was done already Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva, Emer Loigmar, Rabbi Kiva says, no finishing it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Acha quotes Rav Shem Barva, who says, B'shem Ruchanino, Lenechku El Bechulin. They're only arguing in regards to chulin, whereas the kahanim nagu b'truma k'Rabbi Shmuel, when it came to doing these things to truma, the kahanim did like K'Rabbi Shmuel, that they were makel and they did finish this process on Shabbos. That's because we know kahanim are zrizim, they're very conscientious, and they're going to ensure that they're not going to do any real malacha on Shabbos. And we got halacha gemel. The Mishnah tells us ein oichlin a zayvian b'Shabbos. No eating a zayvian on Shabbos. Lefisha ein a meichel briyim. It's not food for healthy people, and that means that if he's eating it, it must be because he's sick. It shows us that he's doing it for refuah. We know that refuah is also on Shabbos midrabanan. It's exerah shchikasa amanim. He might end up crushing up the necessary herbs in order to create a medicine, so therefore, no doing anything for a fu on Shabbos. Aval, however, says Mishnah, Eichel hu es yo'ezer v'shoyes abuvra, he could eat yo'ezer and drink abuvra, and that's because even healthy people will eat and drink these things. And here's the rule, kol eichel eichel adam l'refua v'chol mashkin hu shoyesa, a person is allowed to eat any food for a fu, and he's allowed to drink any drink for a fu, and that's because it's not apparent that he's doing it for a fu. This is something that normal, regular, healthy people would eat just because it's yummy and tasty and delicious, and they want to eat it on Shabbos or drink it. And so he's allowed to do so as well, even though he's really doing it for a fool. Tzadi alfa and beis on top, chutz mi mei dekarim, except for mei dekarim, which we're going to see in the Gemara, is water that comes from between two palm trees. This cleans out his insides, and v'kaisi karin, a cup of roots, which is basically some sort of drink made out of crushed roots. And the reason why he's not allowed to have this is because mnei sheini liruka, it's for jaundice, and it must be that the reason why he's eating it is for a fool, therefore it'd be aser. Avol shaisu mei dekarim l'tzmai, but if he wants to drink mei dekarim because he's thirsty, he could do that. V'sach shemini karin shalai l'refua, he could use the shemini karin, this oil, if he doesn't need it for a fool, he just wants to do sichah, wants to anoint himself, shmir some oil on, that's perfectly fine, because it's apparent that he's not doing it for a fool, that he's just doing it due to the fact that he's thirsty, or he wants to anoint himself. The Gemara tells us, Chad Mar Nash Shal Rav Shem Bar Karsana, there was a fellow that asked Rav Shem Bar Karsana, Ma'u Mishti Kirirton Mshosa, is a person allowed to drink Kirirton on Shabbos? Kirirton is some sort of drink, which is for a fool, and it's good for the teeth, and the question is he allowed to do this? So Amalei told him, Im L'Tainug Mutter, if he's doing it just to enjoy himself, it's wholly permitted, but Im L'Rafua, Asur, if he's doing it for a fool, then it's Asur. As the Gemara of Lemon Asafu Lefnimhu, isn't this from the lip and inside? There's a din that any refuah that has to do with the inside of the body is no problem on Shabbos. There's no iser because we're afraid that there's a real sakana involved. And this career turn is for his teeth, it's for the inside, it's for his mouth, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem to do it, even if it's for a refuah. And the answer is that no apostle we could explain this is referring to the following, Bavad Davar Shushal Sakana. That's only if there's a real chashash for sakana, so then he's allowed to do any sort of refuah, again, if it has to do with the inside of his body. But this career turn is not going to be fixing up anything that even has a chashash of sakana, so therefore if he's doing it for a refuah, it's usur, only if he just enjoys this career to drink, then he can have it. We explain the Mishnah of Eichel Hues Yo'ezer. What exactly is Yo'ezer? Pailit Rechain. It's this type of food that they had back in the day. We also said in the Mishnah of Yishayis HaBuvra, what's this? Kishmoy, exactly as it sounds. In the times of Yerushalmi, they had HaBuvra as well, so they understood what it was. Going on to the next part of the Mishnah, Rav Bashal Rav Yirmiyah, he asked the following question. Ma Nisni, what are we supposed to teach in the Mishnah? Dekarim or Dekalin? We have the word as Dekarim. Maybe the word should be Dekalim, though. And so Amrle, he told him, Dekarin, that's the girsa we should use. Shehin Daikrin Esamara, because they pierce the gallbladder, as we had said, it cleanses out the insides, and a different Gemara tells us that all sickness comes from the mara, from the gallbladder, so that's why we should use the word dekarim, namely that it pierces the gallbladder. However, Rabbeinu says, Lem stab radala dekalin. It's only logical to use the word dekalim. Why is that? Shehin yaitzin ben shnei dekalin, because this water that's being used comes out from in between two palm trees, and therefore it should be called mei dekalin, not mei dekarim. Now a discussion regarding oil. Shem Barva says, B'shem Ruchanina, Zeshu Leichesh. If a guy wants to be Leichesh, which is say some sort of incantation for refua purposes, this was something they did back in the day, and there's a whole discussion whether or not this is even permitted, but going with it sad that it is mutter, so his fellow is being loichesh for a makkah, what does he do? Nice and shem al gabi roishai, he puts oil on his head, v'loichesh, and then he says this incantation, as long as he doesn't do it with his hand or with a kli. He holds that regular lachash is usur because it's too similar to refua, and therefore if he first pours it into his hand or in a kli, that's the way he does it during the week, and that's why he has to change. He has to do a shinoi and pour it directly from the jug. This way it does not look like he's doing it for lachash, rather that he's anointing himself, he's doing sicha, and even though sicha itself is not permitted in the regular way, he's doing a shinoi from regular sicha, and that's why it's mutter. However, Yaakov Ra'idi quotes Rabbi Yechonon, says B'shem Rabbi Yanai, noisein bein b'yad bein b'kli. He could put the oil on his head using his hand or even a kli, it's not a problem. And that's because he holds that lachash is mutter on Shabbos, it's not considered refua, and therefore it can be done just the regular way. Asking more Mabe Nehoin, what's machleks between them? The answer is me'isa, whether or not pouring oil on the head is considered disgusting. Manda Amar noisein bein b'yad bein b'kli, according to the second Manda Amar B'yanai, that the oil could be poured on the head using a hand or even a special kli, like it's done during the week. Mosu, he holds the whole idea of pouring oil on the head is disgusting to begin with, therefore it's not considered sicha, so go ahead and do whichever way you want, and again, it's also because he holds lachash as mutter on Shabbos, so there's no problem to do it the regular way he does it during the week. Whereas Manda Amar noisein shem l'gabi roishai, according to the first Manda Amar, that he has to pour the oil directly from the jug that it's in on his head, ainoi mos, he holds it's not considered mos to put oil on the head, therefore it would be considered regular sicha, and that's why it has to be done with a shinoi. Now Rabbi Yonah explains, Maaser Sheni B'nehein. The machlokes between them is regarding using oil of Maaser Sheni. Manda Amar Noisin Bein B'yad Bein B'kli, according to the second Manda Amar B'yanai, that the oil could be put on the head the regular way with a hand or with a kli, he would say that Maaser Sheni usur, that using Maaser Sheni oil is usur. That's because, as we said, it's not normal to do sicha on the head with oil, and the only reason why he's pouring oil on his head is because for lachash, so that means that it's considered ruining the oil, and that's why Maaser Sheni oil is not allowed to be used, because you can't just ruin Maaser Sheni oil. But Manda Amar Noisin Shem L'Gabi Roshav Aloichesh, according to the first Manda Amar, that he pours the oil directly onto his head and he can do the lachash, Maaser Sheni mutter, he would hold Maaser Sheni oil as mutter. That's because, according to that Manda Amar, as we explained, he's just doing sicha. He's not doing it like regular lachash, because lachash is usur. He's doing it like sicha, like anointing his head with oil, and therefore, since it's regular sicha and it's not ruining the oil, he could use Maaser Sheni. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael asks on this man, Amar, Chi Kol Shem Motar B'Shabbos Motar Ma'aser Sheni V'Chol Shem Aser B'Shabbos Aser Ma'aser Sheni. What? Anything that's Motar on Shabbos is Motar to be done with Ma'aser Sheni, and if it's Aser on Shabbos, it's Aser to be done with Ma'aser Sheni. V'Hatani, we have a brass that says Medicha Hi Isha Atzmu B'Na B'Yayin B'Nei Azea. A woman could wash herself or her son off with wine because of sweating. This cooled the person down. However, with Truma Aser, it's Aser to use Truma for this. And Tzadi Beis Amar Alpha on top, He Truma He Ma'aser Sheni. Truma Ma'aser Sheni is the same thing. The reason why she can't use Truma wine is because it's ruining the wine. This is not a normal usage, and it would be the same thing for Ma'aser Sheni. So we see, just because something's mutter on Shabbos, that doesn't mean you're allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni for it. However, the answer is that no, Ma'i Kedain. Then what's the difference? In the case of using wine of Ma'aser Sheni, since this is not a normal usage of wine, pouring it on oneself to cool them down because they're sweating, so that's why Ma'aser Sheni can't be used. But over here, when we're talking about pouring oil on the head, according to this Ma'ad Amar, it's a totally normal thing. It's not mos, and therefore it's not considered ruining the Ma'aser Sheni. That's why he's allowed to use Ma'aser Sheni oil for this. Just again, he has to make sure. He's not allowed to do it on Shabbos precisely the same way he does it during the week. As we had said, he has to do it with a little bit of a shinoi. So instead of using his hand or a kli, he pours it directly from the oil jug. But again, according to Zman D'Amar, since it's sicha, and this way of sicha with a shinoi is permitted, so he's allowed to do so with Ma'aser Sheni, and it's not considered ruining it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing a few cases of lachash. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.